decision strategies. People have ways of deciding, and you can simply consider how you make decisions. However, of course, it'll be better if you work with a coach. Working with a coach on this will highlight things that may be in your unconscious awareness. So when we work with someone and ask them, how do you make important decisions? We want to start by picking a specific example and go through the typical elicitation strategy to elicit their decision strategy. But a lot of people have problems deciding things, and here are some points as to where people go wrong with decision strategies and how you can clarify. For starters, some people might be making a decision like a career, and they might have a picture of themselves doing option A, and for option B, they don't have a picture of themselves. So option A, they have a picture, option B, they don't. Can you see a problem there? Another one is people will have a picture A, which they're certain of, and that picture may not look that good, but it's a frame, and the frame has a lot of certainty. And they could have their dream, and their dream may be in a frame of uncertainty. So the frames that people view and the representations may be incomplete. So perhaps a better or a more advanced decision strategy would be to create representations of option A and option B with similar representations, like both in the visual sense, and perhaps both with some similar submodalities. Having two option A, option B with similar submodalities, similar pictures, similar distance, would allow us to gain a more emotional, free, information context view of those two options. In light of this, trying to get the submodalities the same and trying to get those visual representations will also allow us to identify the emotions. So if we're struggling to get them both with the same submodalities, like one is darker, well then, the one is darker, the emotion is missing. And through trying to match the submodalities, we can recognize that, hang on, option B is a darker frame. Option A, the frame feels different. And what's that feeling? What's that feeling? That's right. That feeling is certainty. So that helps us become aware that option A and option B has different emotions. Okay, so if we get the frames the same, we can look more at the information. And in trying to get the frames the same, we can raise awareness of the emotion around each frame. Okay, another problem is people may have just A and B. They might have an exclusive mindset. It's got to be A or B. And sometimes there's not enough options. Sometimes we need to go bigger picture, meta, step back and realize that there's maybe third options, fourth options, or maybe A, B, maybe there's a C, or maybe A and B can be combined. Another problem is too many options. And this is when the strategy keeps generating options with no way out. Too many options can be a problem. If the strategy keeps saying, stop, don't take action, there's another option. The person looks at it and that they're trying to make up their mind, and the strategy goes, oh, look, there's another option. You know, and people can go looking and 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 discovering so many options that it doesn't stop. It needs a way to exit. Another point is using the visual. If we use visual, that's why I started the visual for AB. By using visual, picture contains 1,000 words. So by comparing two visuals, we're getting 1,000 words in each. So comparing two pictures can give us 1,000 words. But if we compare a feeling, it's hard to describe feelings. Feelings aren't 1,000 words. Pictures are. The feelings are slow, and we need to maybe interpret them. Hence, the pictures are great. Some people will use the auditory element, and they might like to discuss or perhaps come up with a list of pros and cons. And when we write up a big list, that might be very good for auditory people to write up a list or for people to see the list. But what we're doing here with seeing the list is, as we read the list or write the list, it's incredibly slow. Okay, so remember the kinesthetics are the slowest, but reading, auditory is the second slowest. Visual is the fastest. So painting a picture of A, painting a picture of B, boom, tells us 2,000 words, and we can look at 1,000 words, 1,000 words, and we can look at them and put them side by side. We can push them further back. We can bring them closer. We could associate into each picture and get a feel, and we get a far more accurate representation using visual representation of the decisions rather than the auditory, a pros and cons list, or just noticing the feelings. Another mistake people make with decision strategies, really, really common this one, is there's no representation of the consequences. So there's no ecology check. It's like someone seeing a picture in their mind of the McDonald's. You know, they're driving home, they see McDonald's, they get a picture in their mind of the Big Mac, and they go into the Big Mac. They go and eat the McDonald's. You see, there's no picture of the consequences. And one thing here is the picture is still. They see this picture, or the picture is slightly moving. Perhaps condensation is rolling down the side of the Coke. Or perhaps the Big Mac is gently turning, you know, and they get a bit of saliva in their mouth. But what they don't get is after this picture. So we might need to have a picture of the consequences. Okay, so I've got the picture of the Big Mac. How about a picture of myself half an hour later? How about a picture of myself an hour later or a day later if I keep eating Big Macs? One thing with people that do something like cocaine, they might get a picture in their mind, and they might get a picture of relief, you know, or they get a picture of themselves just blacking out or something. But if the people that do cocaine had a picture of themselves and how the cocaine could destroy their family and their livelihood, it would be quite a different thing. Imagine teaching your children about alcohol, and you show them a picture of a Friday night in a bar with a whole pile of people talking, having fun, and maybe dancing. Kids will be like, yay! Show them a picture of those same people waking up hungover or spewing up in the toilet. The kids will be like, oh. Okay, so we want to get visual representations of the consequences as well and have a good look, or perhaps even look deeper at those consequences rather than the options. Rather than looking at option A and B at the present tense, how about option A and B days, weeks, months, years later? What would happen if you went down pathway A and keep looking down the consequences? Consequences can be good or bad. So look down further. Another problem people have with decision-making strategies is not going external to get all the relevant sensory information. So they might have decision A, but they're really associated in it rather than meta and able to see how it affects their other circumstances. Let's say someone has a picture A of becoming a coach, and they jump into this picture and they get associated, they like it, they make decision A to become a coach, and 3, 4, 5 years down the track, there's no money and their family's hungry. Well, maybe we should do a bit of a meta picture. Now see person C, A dissociated you in picture A. Now from a distance, how does this look for the rest of the family? How does this look for the rest of the family? How does this look in terms of finances, health, the ecology for the family and that bigger problem? Another challenge with decision strategies is clashing values. A lot of people make major decisions in their life without confirming their own value systems. We have values: health, wealth, well-being, love. And sometimes in our life, one value is higher than others. And sometimes these values clash. So it's important that instead of values clashing, they support each other. One of the solutions for this is that meta picture. Okay, there's a few things to help you with decision strategies. Now, people have decision strategies for buying programs, for making life decisions, so I hope you can see how this information just shared could perhaps help you with some bigger decisions, such as my life purpose or fulfillment or pursuing a journey. And these decision strategies can also help you with a small thing like buying a shirt.